This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Social impact bonds are coming to Michigan. That was the announcement today from Governor Snyder's office, an announcement that has left many in Michigan wondering, what's a social impact bond and should I care? Let's find out now as we welcome Chris Gouts, Capital Correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business. Hey, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So what is a social impact bond and is this something that's good for Michigan?
Well, that's a good question, and I think it's still to be determined for a large part because it is so new. For one, it's new for people in Michigan, but it's also an entirely new concept. It's only been around for 2 or 3 years. So this is a concept that started in England, and basically it's the idea of taking private sector capital and injecting it into government so that they can use so they can fulfill a social good. So in England, the idea was to try to reduce recidivism rates.
Okay.
So they're having problems with their prisons. So a private sector funder, so it can be a company or an individual, and then they would partner with some sort of philanthropic group that has an interest in that particular social need. And then they would put together that capital, and then they would pay for the program. Now, if the program is successful and they put metrics in place, for a certain time period, and they measure the results, and if it turns out that it's successful, the government will pay back the private sector capital with interest. If it's not, then the private sector loses out. They lose their investment. And then the government is held harmless because they never put any taxpayer money into the program.
So who are the investors who are willing to roll the dice for that one?
I'm not as familiar with the program in England, but in New York City, they were the first one in the U.S. to try this. And it was Goldman Sachs that put up, I think, about $2.4 million for a similar program. They had their youthful offenders on Rikers Island. They wanted to try to reduce the recidivism rate there. So Goldman Sachs combined with one of Mike Bloomberg's organizations and put up a total of about $10 million. And so they said, if you can reduce the recidivism rate of these youth, we'll track these specific youth that are in prison now over 4 years. If you can reduce it by 10%, you'll get your money that you put in plus interest. And then also I think there were some performance bonuses that were built into it. So people are leery because you're bringing in private sector,
You're getting into bed with Goldman Sachs, in a sense,
right,
with
right.
this social issue.
Yeah, exactly.
But for an investor, for a Goldman Sachs or whoever the equivalent for a program here in Michigan would be, you look like you do get that aura of being socially involved and caring.
It's a good PR move,
for one,
and it can also impose a good financial return. If you can find something that would seem to work. So there's been no settling of what Michigan will do. Part of the announcement today was that Michigan's going to put out a request for information to look for potential programs that are out there. So they're going to ask people around the state, do you have a program maybe that you've heard of in another state that you would love for Michigan to do? But when you've asked your lawmaker, they've said, that would be great and we might save money in the long run, but we just don't have the money now.
So we want to create a program, perhaps not so much support an existing program.
It could be either. Okay. It could be a program, say that there are some counties in Michigan that have mental health courts or drug courts. Maybe this is a way to make this go statewide. And so this could potentially provide the funding for a program like that. It might not be that, something like that, but it could be something else.
And we're getting a fellow from the Harvard Kennedy School to kind of babysit this?
Yeah, for their, I think they call it their social impact lab. So students that have been studying this, once they graduate, they go into these communities that have received these awards. Michigan was one of 10 that submitted requests, or there were 28 that submitted requests. Mm-hmm. 10 were deemed to be really, have really good potential. So 6 of them were awarded earlier this year, and then there were 4 others. Michigan was one of those where they didn't have the money initially, but they said that they have a really good, plan here in place. So if we can find the money, we'll do it. And so that's what Michigan was one of those. So
what are people saying is the best that could come out of all of this?
I guess the hope is that, there is some sort of social program out there that would be great for Michigan to have, but we just haven't been able to find the money to do it. And so this is a way in the short term to finance that. So there are some short-term savings because we're not spending any money, but we're getting the benefit. And then if it doesn't work, the program goes away and no taxpayer money was ever used.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch this social lab experiment unfolding in Michigan. Chris Gouts, Capital Correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business, and he was kind enough to join us in the studio today. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.